Hi, this is Stephen Capehead. I'm a security solutions professional in South Africa. And with us today, we've got Jayesh. Jayesh is a senior security consultant with Microsoft Services. And the thoughts of today's session is going to be security thoughts from the field. So with Jayesh's expertise in this arena, we thought we'd leverage that this opportunity to raise some questions with him as to what we're looking at from the security arena. So Jayesh, with that, perhaps you can start off diving straight into it in terms of what's your thoughts in terms of when you go to your customers, when you walk in there and you said, for example, we need to secure this environment. And the obvious thing is, oh, buy this, buy this, buy this. And that's obviously the silver security bullet. What are the kind of things you can give us based on your expertise of things that customers could be doing today without having to leverage leverage the existing investment, but without having to make additional purchases, for example?
Yeah. Hi, Stephen. Hi, guys. That's pretty much a question that I hear almost every day. Customers want to know what they can do today to secure themselves, but not pay any money. So I kind of approach it from multiple ways. So the first thing I do is I'd go to customers and I'd meet with the executive team and kind of meet with business unit managers and basically ask them, you know, what is security to them? What the type of things that they want to secure? What are their assets? What kind of data they want to secure? And kind of see if that ties up to the security policy they have so that everybody in the business is kind of talking a common security language. Once we have that defined, I kind of talk about risk management and threat modeling so that the business really understands today what kind of threats they face. You know, once they have that, and then we can understand all decisions that we make on technology now has to tie up to this. So some of the simple things that businesses can do today is, if I just speak like three, patch management. So ensure that you patched, ensure that you have a process for patching. You know, ensure that you can monitor patch levels across your servers and your clients. Things like antivirus, ensure you have an antivirus installed, and more importantly, make sure that your engines are updated. Your engines are updated frequently and that you can monitor on that. If you look at things like a firewall, and these are things that won't cost you money to do today. Implement your firewall, make sure it's configured correctly across servers and across clients. And then the things that not many people know on Windows Server platform is what we call Security Configuration Wizard. And that's something that you can run today. It's an add-on, it's part of the operating system, and it allows you to actually harden the stack, so harden your services and make sure that what you're running is only what you need to run. There's no unnecessary attack vectors open on that box. And then the last thing that I talk to customers about is about the configuration. So let's look at what you currently deploy and let's look at the configuration and if it was done with security in mind. And these are some of the things that you can do today and won't cost you any extra money.
Okay, so what I've heard there is quite a case of saying, well, let's not go out and try and buy the next product. And all the things you mentioned there, maybe with the exception of AV, for example, which, yes, is additional purchase, but most organizations are already running antivirus. But even that can be specialized or rather configured, you know, let's say, more correctly.
Correct.
So it's quite an interesting theme you had there to say all those things you mentioned are free tools or tools available from Microsoft. So the approach you're suggesting is rather go back at your existing environment and learn how to secure that first. So rather than going for the, let me find a product which fixes those things, essentially fix the root cause. So that's a good idea. So also, based on your experience, what are some of the common security pitfalls that you see a lot of the organizations that you deal with undertaking or falling prey to?
Sure, and rather unfortunately, it ties back to the security policy. So most of the organizations I walk into today and I say, so what's the security policy? You know, you call me in and we need to make all these security decisions, but what's the basis? You know, what's governing these decisions? And in a lot of cases, it's not updated or it doesn't accurately reflect what the goals of the business is. And so that's some of the pitfalls I see in terms of that. One huge one is misconfiguration. And to give you an example, without mentioning any names, I walked into a customer a couple of months back and their requirement was, we need to have encryption, and that's the goal. It's a mandate coming from the top. We need to encrypt data. And they didn't really plan this properly. So planning and misconfiguration was kind of ties in. If you don't plan it properly, you're gonna have a misconfiguration.
Of course.
And they skipped the planning approach, and what they done is they just deployed a CA and started deploying encryption certificates. And this was cool and it worked. And one day an executive who was very security centric, he was going on holiday, he backed up all his data, which is a very good thing to do, and he left. And on the holiday, the laptop dropped over, lost the hard drive, kind of fried, but he was happy. He came back and he said, you know what, he's got all his data backed up, he should be fine, and it's encrypted, nobody can touch it. He came home, gave it to the admin, you know, and said, restore all my data. Data was restored, tried to access it on his new machine, and bang. You know, no private key, can't access data. So the security architects were looking around. They said, no problem, we'll recover it. Went back to the deployed infrastructure, which wasn't planned properly, and they had no archival configured, and they lost millions worth of data. So the planning aspect is what I see a lot.
Yeah.
And then the last thing on the pitfalls that I see is really about security awareness. So a lot of the times, security architects, consultants will go in, and we'll talk a lot to the executive players. You know, we'll talk to the customers, architects. But at the end of the day, you've got the users using the solution. And as part of any security project, security initiative that a company is running, I think awareness is kind of the final nail in the coffin to get your business security enabled. I think a lot of customers don't spend as much as they could on security awareness.
Okay. I think planning is a key factor you touched on there in terms of, I agree, in terms of a common thing, especially the Microsoft, in terms of our intuitive user interface, is even from an administrative perspective, is next, finish.
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic, I've deployed this. And if the adequate protection or thinking isn't done from the beginning, you can obviously make your environment very vulnerable. I mean, a common thing is IIS, for example, in line with what you're saying.
Yeah.
IIS is a very simple thing to deploy. But if you don't do the adequate thinking of how to protect that, your environment could be vulnerable.
100%.
No, it's a key point you're raising. Also, trends. So that's something that interests me as well in terms of, with my experience, a lot of customers are always asking me, you know, what's the latest things I should be looking out for? So from a perspective of trends like spam, for example, now, just in the last year, we've seen how spams change from an image-based spam to
sure.
text-based spam, and obviously vice versa now moving back to text-based spam. What are some of the common trends that you see in the current security realm?
So, the scary part for me around trends is really proactively around security and then reactively. So if you look at the reaction part, we're reacting to attackers, you know, and that's basically what we try to do. And that's a problem. It's very reactive now, and we need to move that to a proactive security solution. We're also noticing that attackers are getting smarter. The tools are getting more sophisticated. They're now well-funded. You know, they're motivated by profit. And really, they're going out for your business, your people, your processes, and your data. And that's kind of the key thing that's happening. And in conjunction with that, we're also noticing that virtualization is now the buzzword. And virtualization and security is kind of going to be hand in hand. And so we're looking for the industry to take virtualization forward, but at the same time, we got to remember that security is going to have to follow that very, very closely. And then the other thing is, what I've been involved a lot with multiple big multinationals here is two-factor authentication.
Mm.
So taking it to the next level, people are going to have multiple identities, and we need a secure way to provision it, you know, to ensure that we can manage lifecycle of identities across the enterprise. And that's some of the key things that I'm noticing in the industry
okay.
today.
So just to finish off with, based on what you said so far, what's if you had a little crystal ball, what kind of things that you think you'd be seeing in the future with regards to security, obviously?
So that's a question. I mean, customers ask me a lot. What can they do today to prevent what's going to happen in the future? And I can't really say what's going to happen, but my opinion on the security world in the next couple of years, the attackers are going to become more sophisticated. Their tools are going to become more sophisticated. They're going to be more well-funded, more prepared, and they're really motivated to attack your business, your people, your processes, and your data. And we've got to be ready for that. What Microsoft is doing on our side is we've spent a lot of money investing in Microsoft Sterling, which is essentially creating an environment that can respond to these attackers. But what you want to have is a security environment that can dynamically respond. So you have a lot of servers deployed in infrastructure. You need to create an infrastructure that can dynamically respond to threats, can dynamically remediate. And any business or company that invests in technology that can do this now will essentially create an environment that moves them a long way to becoming a security-enabled business. And businesses that invest in that today will be in the right place to yield the benefits and to protect themselves going down the line. And then to close, something interesting in a discussion that I had at coffee today is what do I think would be the biggest threat that nobody's thought about? And if I look at it, you can have multiple identities, right? So smart cards in it, but it still ties to me, Jayesh, as an ID number. So I was thinking of a very interesting scenario in terms of attacks. So you have this massive online gaming world that's coming now. So a scenario could be, you could have Bob Smith, who's kind of sitting and he's an accountant, single, you know, doesn't access company critical data, you know, doesn't have much money. So he's not really a prime target for an attacker. But online, I mean, he could be Bob Smith, you know, property tycoon. And with the move to online gaming and the fact that you can now trade commodity online and it's becoming almost like a business, you know, he becomes a bigger, which is quite sad actually, but he becomes a bigger target with not his core identity. And I think attack's going to be moving to that level because
okay.
that's where the money's going to be. And I think that nobody's really preempted this or ready for it. And that's people that invest in circumventing that now would
yes.
also be ideally positioned, you know, to combat security in the future.
Moving away from that physical mindset, rather to the virtualized protection.
Yeah, 100%.
Because as you say, virtualized, you could be working from anywhere, dealing from anywhere, and obviously living from anywhere.
100%.
All right, Brad, well, thanks very much for your time.
Cool, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cool.
Cheers.